Assisted living. I sit outside with the residents on the last warm afternoon, as it turns out, of the year. We watch the shiny cars and loud trucks whiz by. My mother waves and says she thinks she knows him or her or them, and Betty says he or she comes by here all the time asking for food. Then Margaret sighs and says she misses driving. Jim says he misses pets. Dot says she misses nicknames. Since all the lawn chairs are occupied, I sit in Mom's walker, eyes closed, imagining myself as a shadow beneath the huge maple, the wind striating the shadow's shape, leafing it out, nicking its edges, cars running over it. Mom says she misses her bike. Jim misses his boat. Betty misses the creek at the end of her road.